Something that often brightens up my day is seeing a video or photo online of an unlikely pairing of animal pals. Sometimes a dog might take in an orphaned duckling, or a kitten and a joey somehow become the best of pals. Don't know how it happens, but I have to say I love getting that content. And an award-winning journalist has put the lens on the heartwarming and unlikely friendships of pooches and other animals in her book, A Dog's Best Friend. SA-born author Laura Greaves joins me now. Hi, Laura.
Hi, Jenny.
Oh, this is adorable. You've covered some very serious stories in your career. What motivated you to go down this path?
You know, the inspiration for this book is one word, joy. I think given the times that we're all living in and everything everyone has been through over the last kind of 18 months or so, it's kind of easy to lose sight of those little joyful moments that just kind of warm the heart and make you go, aw. So I really wanted to put a book together that was full of those kinds of stories, you know, a little bit inspirational, very uplifting, very heartwarming, that would just make everyone happy and just give us a bit of a bright spot and something to feel good about.
Yeah, so you've got some gorgeous photos in the middle, but you've also done some research and looked into all these amazing, unlikely animal pairings. It sort of really demonstrates how generous dogs are, right?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, I always say that dogs are a gift we don't deserve, and the more dogs I meet and the more I get to know them, the more convinced I am of that. I mean, their capacity for love, for loyalty, just really seems to know no bounds. But, you know, all they want to do is protect the ones they love, whether they're human or animal, and they just ask for nothing in return, really. You know, just a few treats and belly rubs and a warm place to sleep. We don't deserve them. We just don't.
Oh, we are very, very lucky. So there's all sorts of different relationships. There's dogs and cats, which, I mean, might sound, you know, normal, but is it normal? They normally hate each other. There's a beautiful dog here with his best friend, an owl. There's horses and pooches. There's a gorgeous feathered friend, a cockatiel with a golden retriever. But I love this one the most, the Kelpie and the magpie in South Australia. Tell us about these two.
That's right. Yes, they are an Adelaide couple of unlikely mates. The magpie is called Chad. She's named after Chad Wingard, the AFL football player, because when she was found by the Pennell family, her wing was broken. So they just found that a bit funny, I think, and I have to agree, it definitely amuses me. So obviously she couldn't be rehabilitated. She would never be able to survive on her own in the wild. So they took her home and she became a pet. But not only did she become a beloved member of their family, she also became the best mate of their Kelpie, Cooper. He really just sort of took her under his wing, if I can say, use that terrible pun, took her under his paw, put it that way. And they would play together and run up and down the yard. And what I find really interesting is that Chad is often visited in her backyard by other magpies from around the area. And Cooper never liked them. He wouldn't tolerate them. He would bark at them and chase them away. But he never, ever showed any of that kind of behaviour towards Chad. It was almost as if he was saying, hey, this is my bird. Go and get your own friend. So it was a very sweet relationship.
And what sort of things did they get up to together?
It was mostly just playing. Chad was quite, or is quite, the prankster. She would, her owner Lynn tells me that she would do things purposely to kind of wind Cooper up. Like she would go and peck at his tail or give it a pull or pull on his ear. Anything she could to kind of get him to focus on her and encourage him to play with her. So it was just a very mutually kind of fun, playful relationship, which is just so lovely to see.
With me on the line is SA-born author Laura Greaves. Gorgeous new book about heartwarming true tales of unlikely friendships called A Dog's Best Friend. Tell us about Kevin and Whittle.
Oh, Kevin and Yiddle, name is. He's called Yiddle because he's a chihuahua. He only weighs about a kilo. And his owner would just always say to him, oh, you're so Yiddle. And it sort of stuck. And Kevin is a llama, and they live on a farm together in the US. And Kevin is very friendly in general. He loves all animals, not just his llama and alpaca friends, but he likes the pigs and the sheep and the goats on the farm. But when Yiddle arrived, he just became obsessed with him. Perhaps it was because he'd never seen such a tiny creature before. I don't know. But he follows him around everywhere and just, you know, will not leave his side when they're out in the fields together. And for Yiddle, it's very much a mutual affection. And I think for Yiddle too, he feels like a sense of protection from Kevin, because the world must feel a bit terrifying to such a tiny dog. But with his big protector by his side, he kind of feels like he can take on the world.
And Benton and Boone is a lovely story as well.
It's so adorable. So Benton and Boone are a Great Pyrenees and a disabled raccoon that live together in an animal sanctuary in the United States. Boone actually can't walk. He sort of rolls around from place to place because he has a neurological condition. And Benton just never leaves his side. He just wants to be next to his mate, protecting him, kind of helping him find his way through the world all the time. It's so sweet.
And I imagine, having spoken to a lot of the people who put these images up online and share them with the world, they've all kind of had a brush with fame, I imagine.
Yeah, some of them have actually gone, you know, globally viral. Certainly the story of Ingo and Poldi, who are a Belgian Malinois and an owl, they've been seen by millions of people all around the world. And when Poldi actually passed away, there was this kind of global outpouring of grief. Not just that the little owl himself had passed away, but that Ingo had lost his best mate, and people were very concerned about how he would cope without him. So it's actually really sweet the way these relationships not only enrich the lives of the owners of the dogs and the other animals, but, you know, they really give something for people all over the world to kind of invest in and follow along with. And I just think that's so lovely.
Absolutely. Well, it's out now. Dog's Best Friend, Laura Greaves, thanks so much for your time today.
Thank you for having me.